Good morning, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security here at the University of Texas at Austin. That website that I post to is weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday, the fourth day of April, 2022. These are my audio weather thoughts as we start the new week. Well, a lot of moisture has moved back northward out of the Gulf of Mexico and into south and central north Texas into Oklahoma over the last day or so. Really pleasant weekend, but boy, a big return of moisture. All that is occurring ahead of an upper-level low-pressure storm system out of the southwest U.S., which will traverse the state, move across primarily north Texas and Oklahoma by later this afternoon into tonight and early tomorrow. As it does so, it creates lift, but again, the best dynamics associated with this system, the best wind field, is going to be north of the Austin area proper. I'll include a shower or thunderstorm by later this afternoon into tonight as that system moves by west to east to our north. But again, the best lift, best dynamics well to the north of the area, and that's where the better chance of severe weather will be. We'll need to watch the thunderstorms around here beginning about 3 or 4 this afternoon and continue till about midnight tonight, and after that, that system will have passed. As it passes, it's going to bring in initially very dry air from west Texas and those areas. And folks, tomorrow as we do that, the clouds will clear out early in the morning and we get back to sunshine. And I expect temperatures to be near record levels. Tomorrow's record, Tuesday's record out at Camp Mabry, is 94 degrees. I think it was set in the late 30s. Folks, that record is at risk tomorrow. I'm looking for highs of 94, 95 for Austin tomorrow as the drier air moves in. Remember, dry air can warm up a whole lot pretty quickly. It also cools down somewhat. So we'll see temperatures fall back tomorrow night to around 60 or in the 60s. And then a stronger cold front is going to move down across the area from the northwest, more of a northwest influence and a big area of high pressure, cooler high pressure out of the Rockies into Texas by Wednesday. Let's say that front will pass the Austin area by late morning into midday at the latest on Wednesday, and temperatures will cool off beyond that. Rest of the week looks really nice, lots of sunshine. Temperatures really Thursday and Friday are going to be below seasonal averages. Overnight lows, we could see a few upper 30s in some of the outlying low-lying areas both Thursday and Friday night. Daytime highs will be below average, highs mainly in the 70s. Going into the weekend, looking really nice as well. Sunshine, temperatures will begin to warm up, though, as surface high pressure, which moves south in the area with that cooler air late week, it moves east of the area with a clockwise wind flow around it. Means the south winds return by Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures warm up, plenty of sunshine, no mention of precipitation. The only real mention of rain we have is tonight. And again, I'm pointing out the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will be north of the Austin area proper. I don't think anyone is going to see more than a quarter inch of rainfall tonight. And there'll be quite a few of us that don't see any rainfall at all. But once the sun gets low in the sky this afternoon, you may see some towering clouds, some thunderstorm anvils off to the north of the area, and a little lightning once it gets dark this evening, especially off to the northeast of the Austin area proper. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts for the next 7 days. I'll update my text forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts. I'll update that again tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Hope you have a good Monday.